I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on the show today, as usual, we have stuff, but we also have other things from the actual blog. The blog, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. So, without further ado, which is hard to say if you're mumbling, we're going to get in to some good stuff today. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeed. Now, as I mentioned, the blog actually has data on it, which is good. We need stuff on the blog to actually do the show. Now, let's look at what we have there. We have a very interesting article by Eric Stephen Raymond. Now, you might say, who in the world is Eric Stephen Raymond? He's the guy that wrote the 1997 essay, which later became a book in 1999 called The Cathedral and the Bazaar. This was a very interesting book, and this guy is quite a character. He's called ESR by the community of Linux and open source aficionados, and he is also a member of the Libertarian Party, so the other computer curmudgeon who I used to work with, who is also has a libertarian bent, he'll be interested in hearing that. He's also a gun rights advocate. Talking about Eric Stephen Raymond, not the other computer curmudgeon. He's more of a bicycle addict. But that's our advocate. Advocate, whatever. He'll tell you all about it, I'm sure. Anyway, ESR has some words of wisdom for us. He said that some interesting developments of late have made it possible. Now, this is speculation here, but it's making it possible that Windows as we know it may eventually go away. What? How cool would that be? Yes, indeed. And it would be taken over by Linux. Now, you say, you've got to be kidding. No. His speculation goes like this. For those of you not keeping up, WSL, which is the Windows system for Linux, allows unmodified Linux binaries to run under Windows 10. No emulation, no shim layer, they just load and go. Now, Microsoft developers are now landing features in the Linux kernel to improve WSL. So Linux developers are beginning to support Microsoft's development of the WSL. Now, here's why that's interesting. Because right now, Microsoft's revenue stream has changed since Windows was originally introduced. Windows is no longer where they make most of their money. As a matter of fact, they don't make a whole lot of money on Windows at all these days. That's why you see more and more cases where Windows will just basically almost give it away. Because they don't really make a lot of money from it. What do they make their money from? They make their money from Azure, which is their virtualization source layer. Okay? That's where the big money is. And because, here's what's interesting, and I've reported on this once before. What's interesting about that is, in order to keep their what's called five nines, which is 99.99999% uptime, which means being down very, very little, they're running Azure on top of Linux. So they're already using Linux servers. And as you can see with the WSL layer, there, which is slightly redundant to say WSL layer, but you know what I mean. WSL, they are leaning into supporting Linux. What if? This is his what if. What if it gets to the point that it's no longer a business advantage to have Windows be a whole separate developed operating system for the desktop? What if it's better to just put Linux on the desktop, run some layers on top of it that give you backward compatibility, like Wine would, for instance, to run Windows binaries that people might still want to use under this new version of Windows, which would really be Linux. In other words, the codes may merge, is his point. How cool would that be? It means that Linux would have won, but surreptitiously, kind of sneaking in the back door. And I think that would be really cool. So we'll see if that happens. Next item, the death of FTP. Now this is sad if true. I've used FTP, file transfer protocol, for years. Because I have been a webmaster for years. I used to be a webmaster of Guilford County. Way back. Matter of fact, about the time I started this netcast is about the time that I was webmaster of Guilford County. So that's been a long, long time ago. We're coming up on what? Let me look real quick. 2005, 15 years of doing this netcast. Now, FTP is a means to transfer files to a web server. This is the way I use it, to a web server, in order to maintain websites. So you can transfer files. Well, this article from a online magazine called Tedium by Ernie Smith says that they've already, Google, of course, Google's the bad guy here. Google is starting to shut down support for FTP in its Google Chrome browser. They would have shut it down before now if COVID hadn't hit and they decided to delay this shutdown of FTP. Now, they're doing it for security reasons because of the FTP protocol and all these kinds of things. But, dude, I mean, this protocol goes way back. It was developed starting in 1971, back when the internet was ARPANET. And basically, there wasn't much on what was then the internet. This was before the World Wide Web was even a glimmer in anybody's eye. Okay, so FTP is so old, it predates email, and it may be eventually shutting down. It's if that happens, it's going to be a sad day. And actually, I'm going to have to come up with a new way to keep up my websites. Yeah, I'm kind of like an old dog. I use the old tricks. As long as they work, I'm for them. All right, we also have here on the blog, next item, a free tutorial for beginners of Python. Python is a language, programming language. More than scripting. Probably not quite C++. But it is a language that it would behoove you to get acquainted with. Because it is making big inroads. People are using Python, even on Windows, much less, of course, open source Linux community. So if you need a tutorial, I've got you a link to a, on the blog, drbill.tv, I have a link to the YouTube tutorial. Now, last item. I want to tell you that Google has a new Chromecast coming out. Now, I like the Chromecast. I really do. I like the ability to cast from my PC to the big screen, the TV screen. But I've had some problems with my current Chromecast, which is not a really old one. It's the last version. It kind of locks up, and I can't wake it up. It's plugged into the USB port in the back of my smart TV to get its power. And for whatever reason, it just kind of goes to la-la land. And I can't unplug it because it's behind the TV. So it makes it very hard to deal with. So I finally just took it off my TV, just removed it altogether. Now this new one, which will cost about $49, has a remote. So I'm hoping that maybe I can wake it up with the remote when it's behind the TV. Okay? So I'll let you know how that goes. But for $49, roughly, a little under 50, whatever, probably can buy it on sale, different things, but it will have Google TV included. It will have, now I'm talking about Google TV support, okay? It will support Android TV apps, which will be kind of like what you can do now on the Fire Stick. You can install stuff right here on the Chromecast, which also, it kind of actually brings it into the world almost of Fire Sticks and Roku's, sort of better, okay? And it will be 4K HDR, 60 frames per second, which is cool. It'll have Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos capabilities. And it will have the Google Assistant built in. So you'll be able to wake it up with the keywords, which I've got one here, so I don't want to wake it up. And you'll then be able to, like, ask for programs by name, voice control. Now, it's going to come in three googly weird colors, and those colors are snow, sunrise, and sky. Yes, Kitty. She's commenting as well on the content. You're as bad as Fred. Anyway, however, it will not support Google's new Stadia program just yet, which is web-based gaming, but it's coming. 2021, it will be here. So the same device will eventually be upgraded to where it will support Stadia. So check out your Best Buy, your Walmart, whatever, and get one. I mean, you know, for $50, not bad. Okay? So, hope you enjoyed the program. Hope some information was helpful to you. Until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.